in a fresh supply of air. As I felt her body expand with my breath and then contract to fill me again, I came to believe that we were really only one being whose two halves had finally been rejoined.
Last time I saw Richard was Detroit in 68, and he told me all romantics meet the same fate someday. Cynical and drunk and boring someone in some dark cafe. You laugh, he said, you think you're immune. Go look at your eyes, they're full of moon. You like roses and kisses and pretty men to tell you all. Pretty lies, pretty lies. When you're gonna realize they're only pretty lies, only pretty lies, just pretty lies. You put a quarter in the Wurlitzer. Pushed three buttons and the thing began to whir. And a barmaid came by in fishnet stockings and a bow tie. And she said, drink up now, it's getting on time to close. Richard, you haven't really changed, I said. It's just that now you're romanticizing some pain that's in your head. You got tombs in your eyes, but the songs you punched are dreaming. Listen, they sing a love so sweet, love so sweet. When you're gonna get yourself back on your feet? Oh, love can be so sweet, love so sweet. Richard got married to a figure skater, and he bought her a dishwasher and a coffee percolator. And he drinks at home now most nights with a TV on and all the house lights left up bright. I'm gonna blow this damn candle out. I don't want nobody coming over to my table. I've got nothing to talk to anybody about. All good dreamers pass this way someday, hiding behind bottles in dark cafes, dark cafes. Only a dark cocoon before I get my gorgeous wings and fly away. Only a face, these dark cafe days.
FFA. After graduation, Marianne went out looking for a bright new die.
Christine had a necklace made of large white plastic beads. I told her that I wanted something of hers to keep, to remind me of her when we were apart. She said I could have anything I wanted. I chose the beads. She tried to persuade me to pick something else, but I insisted. Although she gave them to me unconditionally, she later said I had to give them back if I stopped loving her.
Surprising it goes so fast. Johnny looked around.
him and said, well, I made the big time at last. Don't you know, don't you know, don't you know.
You're listening to the Tears of the Gods Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Non-Commercial Community Radio. Our theme is Stories, featuring Rush, plus excerpts from my college short novel, Dare, and ambience from the 19th century romantic Czech composer Antonín Dvořák. We began the set with Johnny Cash and A Boy Named Sue, and then Led Zeppelin's acoustic version of a traditional song called Gallows Pole from Led Zeppelin 3. And then we heard an excerpt from Dare about breathing with Christine, mixed on top of Brian Eno's ambient piece Under Stars 2 from his album Apollo Atmospheres and Soundtracks. Next up was Joni Mitchell, The Last Time I Saw Richard, and then the Dixie Chicks, who now call themselves just the Chicks. They told us a story in their song Goodbye Earl. And then we heard me rendering another vignette from Dare about Christine's beads. And then we finished things off with Bad Company and Shooting Star, a story about a boy and his guitar becoming a rock star and then dying a sad early death by combining alcohol and prescription drugs. Right now, we're hearing the Allegro movement from Dvorak's Concerto for Cello and Orchestra. Our next set is going to consist of the entire first side of Rush's 1976 album called 2112. The idea is that in the year 2112, the world is controlled by the priests of the temples of Syrinx. They take care of every facet of everybody's life. So, a guy discovers an ancient guitar and he figures out how to play it, making his own music. And he thinks this is just such a wonderful discovery that it'll be a boon to humanity. And he goes to present the guitar to the priests of the temples of Syrinx, who actually don't think it's such a wonderful thing. And they angrily destroy it and rebuke him for unearthing one of the silly whims that had caused the collapse of the previous civilization. So this guy then goes into hiding and he dreams of a world before the Solar Federation had been established. And then when he wakes up, he's all distraught and he's depressed and he decides to commit suicide. But meanwhile, there's a planetary battle going on and the oppressive Solar Federation is overthrown. In the 2112 album liner notes, Neil Peart credits the genius of Ayn Rand for inspiring the lyrics, the 2112 story. Ayn Rand was a Russian-born Jewish-American novelist. Well, definitely an atheist novelist. And she was the inventor of the philosophy of objectivism. And she wrote a novella called Anthem, which is actually where Neil Peart got his 2112 story inspiration from. Back in college, I used to be really into Ayn Rand, and for a number of years afterwards. But eventually, I changed my mind. And when Neil Peart was asked about Ayn Rand and whether he subscribed to her objectivist ideas, he replied, "I am nobody's disciple." And that's the way I feel. The closest I get is having Dan Dennett as an intellectual idol. I'm definitely a great admirer of his, but not a disciple either. There are 7 songs in this whole 2112 first side of the album suite, and we're going to hear all of them right now, starting with The Overture. Here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Community non-commercial, and even sometimes educational radio.
These things just can't be true. Well, wandered home through silent streets and fell into a fitful sleep. Escaped to realms beyond the night. Dream, can't you show me light?
The sleep is still in my eyes, the dream is still in my head. I heave a sigh and sadly smile and lie a while in bed. I wish that it might come to pass, not fade like all my dreams.
I don't think I can carry on, carry on.
You're tuned in to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform, non-commercial community radio. This is the Tears of the Gods sound collage, and the theme for this episode is stories. We just heard the entire first side of Rush's 1976 album, 2112. That was seven songs that told quite a story, beginning with the overture, then the Temples of Syrinx, Discovery, Presentation, Oracle, Soliloquy, and the grand finale. An absolutely epic musical work from our featured artists. Behind me right now, my ambiance, we're hearing Antonin Dvorak's Concerto for Cello and Orchestra, the Adagio movement. We got one last set for you, and it's going to include a song by New Order, Love Vigilantes, telling a story that could be interpreted at least two different ways, either about a wartime bureaucratic screw-up or a soldier who is killed but doesn't know it until he returns to his family as a ghost. We're also going to be hearing my final reading from my college short novel, Dare, and giving Christine back her beads. But first, we're going to start off with a song composed and sung by Queen's Brian May, who is probably the most scientifically accomplished rock and roll star ever. He's got a PhD in astrophysics. And this song, called 39, is from their A Night at the Opera album, the one with Bohemian Rhapsody on it. And if you listen to the lyrics, it's about some colonists who go off to a faraway star system. And then, when they return back to Earth, everyone they know is gone because of Einstein's theory of relativity, which states that when you're traveling near the speed of light, time slows down for people on that spaceship, which results in some problems when they return. Here's Queen and Brian May with 39 on the Tears of the Gods sound collage in WMFO in Medford.
Volunteers came home that day, and they bring fantasized from your eyes. Cry to me.
During spring recess, I made a visit to Boston, staying with John for the weekend. Friday night, we got drunk together. Late the following morning, I put the beads in my pocket and took a train headed into the city. I got off at the suburban station that was 2 miles from where Christine lived. I clutched a note in my hand. Here are the beads. You no longer have the love that is necessary for me to keep them. I knew Christine left for work sometime after 12 p.m., and I wasn't sure if Philip was spending the holiday with her. Wishing to avoid an awkward situation with either him or Christine's roommate, I had decided to go around to the back of the house where she lived and softly climb the stairs to her apartment. I would put the beads around the doorknob and leave the note on the floor. I walked decisively along the route Christine and I had once taken together. As I neared the house, I saw a girl marching away on the other side of the street. She wore black stockings and a dark wool coat. From the 100 feet that separated us, she looked back at me. It was Christine. She didn't seem to recognize me. I remembered that she had lost her contact lenses several months ago and couldn't, at the time, afford a new set. She came to the corner and I quickly crossed the street. I walked in Christine's footsteps, barely inches behind her. I took the necklace from my pocket and held it up with one hand. The beads brushed up against the back of her head, and she became aware of being touched. As I let them fall around her shoulders, I caught a glimpse of her scowling face. Her cheeks were blushed by an allergy. I turned around and walked away.
No, it's good.
And it was just there.
I'll get it.
Sit down.
Hello? Hold on.
Hey, get back in there and finish your dinner. I mean it, Teddy, now. What is it, honey?
It's for Dad.
Come here. Hello? No. No, he's not. No, he's not here. No, thank you. Listen, he hasn't been with us for over a year, okay? It's hard enough without you people calling around here trying to stir him up. That was my daughter you just asked about her the other day. And all for a sale? I wish he was here. He'd pull you through the phone by your...
On November 25th, Vladimir Meckel was killed by a drunk driver leaving behind 2 children and a beloved wife. Drinking and driving is a crime that kills abruptly, but the pain lasts forever. Friends don't let friends drive drunk. A message from the U.S. Department of Transportation, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Got my leave and I was going home.
You've been listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform, non-commercial community, and even sometimes educational radio. I've been your host, Edward Buchert, and our theme has been called Stories, featuring the Canadian progressive rock band Rush, plus a couple of excerpts from a short novel called Dare I wrote when I was in college. And then our ambiance, the break music, that's all been from the 19th century Czech romantic composer Antonín Dvořák. We began the set with that most scientifically accomplished rock and roll guitar player, Brian May of Queen, who holds a PhD in astrophysics. In that song, 39, he talked about some space colonists who go off to a faraway star system, and then when they return, they discover that due to Einstein's theory of relativity and time dilation, everybody else who stayed on Earth got older and they're all dead. Then we heard my final narration of a vignette for a short novel called Dare that I wrote in college. It's basically my literary philosophy thesis. Then another sad and scary story about drunk driving, the Vladimir Menkel rad public service message. We also heard from New Order and a ghost story song about a soldier returning home. That was Love Vigilantes. We're closing out the show right now with our final selection from Anton Dvorak. This is the finale from his Concerto for Cello and Orchestra. Thanks so much for listening, and stay tuned for Savoir Faire with Songs from the Squid Pod and a full hour of great music from the 1980s here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Community Non-Commercial Radio.
Due to COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Mary.